Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
All right, welcome back to the second hour today of Political Coffee, the show that is dedicated to the idea that the political issues of the day are opportunities for you to change your world by persuading a persuadable person. So we try to provide that value to you each and every day on this show. Now, I've laid out the problem, the problem, that the deep state, the ruling class, and even some conservative groups view us as a threat to them. We are barbarians. Barbarians at the gate. They're afraid of us. Now, I'm going to explore this just a little bit further, and then I'm going to offer you solutions, how we can fix it. Freddie just gave us one of them. Term limits. It is one of many solutions that has to come forward if we are to stop the descent of this republic into becoming nothing more than a socialist utopian failure like they always are. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Anne Marie writes me an email, afraid of us. She writes, a few things jumped out at me from the Bible this morning in Luke 20. Those who were the leaders in power with the religious people did not like this man Jesus upsetting their status of control. Verse 19, she writes, quote, they desired to find a way to arrest him, but they were afraid of the people, unquote. Verse 20, quote, so they watched for an opportunity to ensnare him and sent spies who pretended to be upright, honest, and sincere that they might lay hold of something that he might say as to turn him over to the authority of the governor, unquote. She writes, sounds familiar to me. Appears to me that we've all been under this evil interrogation now. Stand firm. There's nothing new under the sun. Yeah. That's an excellent, excellent analogy right out of the Bible. And it's human nature. Nothing new under the sun. You see, back then they were finding a way, the leaders, the people in power, that did not want Christ teaching what he was teaching because it took away their control, took away their power, and yes, in many ways, their money. So they sent spies. Does this not sound like what happened to Trump? It does. Because man's nature is evil. We're carnal, right? You know, one of the things I said Friday, or not Friday, but Sunday afternoon, at the Freedom Celebration was a quote from Ronald Reagan. And I'll paraphrase it. You've heard me say it many times, is that freedom is not something we pass to our children through our genetics, our genes. It has to be taught. It has to be debated. It has to be fought for. Because the opposite of freedom is tyranny. And man's history is full of tyranny. Constant battle against good and evil. Tyranny is right from the pit of hell. Freedom is that perfect law of liberty. And as I said before you, and I said it in my comments on Sunday at the Freedom Celebration, it's inscribed on the Liberty Bell, a Bible verse that says proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Because you see, liberty is what God creates within us. Those are those inalienable rights I talk about. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those are things that God gives us, and liberty is one of them. And what takes it from us is evil. It's repressive. It causes negative and damaging things. Rich writes an email about Tim's statement. He says, interesting comments. I don't know how you can separate out people at a protest, those with and without weapons. Just hoping that we have more than 3 to 11%, depending on whose history numbers you look at the time of the revolution in the 1770s. I think there will be. Just look at the number of people starting to write and to complain. The Republican Party either changes or it gets left in the dirt. Look, Cal McConnell is in a panic. He doesn't want change. You're right, he doesn't. Lee writes an email. Says, it's okay. It's all quiet. Not much has happened in the last 2 weeks. We can get back to The Bachelor and the game on with our day-to-day. The swamp has built their lifestyle on corruption and misinformation to control the masses for years. Of course, they're scared of us, to expose them and their power to continue their lifestyle. Their goal is a utopian society, which will increase, elevate their lifestyle. Fear of loss of power drives one to act outside their morals, if they have any. Fear of loss drives one to fight to keep what they had, often with an element of fairness within the argument. I don't understand why more conservative figureheads are not explaining the value and the potential of the free enterprise system from the conservative viewpoint. Want to feed the greed? Fine. Build a business that many want to trade with. But the message isn't out there. Many want the lifestyle of the rich and the famous, but the story conveniently omits the struggle to obtain a level and the challenges at the top. The story that's being said is the one is that those who make lots need to share it with others. And very few connect the dots to realize that the wealthy own the businesses that provide the jobs for the many. It's okay. It doesn't affect me. Nope. We the people must lovingly educate others. What has been taken in the direction of the left wants to go. Just maybe the fear of loss will kick in and many will take action. What is that fear of loss, friends? The fear of losing your liberty. Now, I'm going to get back to how this gets fixed. But I want to go back to, that's the perfect segue into why Marty Wilty pulled back House Bill 2238. It's because people realize, just, we started talking about it, and that means that you were talking about with other people in your world about what it meant. You see, House Bill 2238 would have allowed the governor to take your property without due process. Because what it would have done is it would have removed the requirement under the current law that you have to, the state has to engage in condemnation, eminent domain proceeding. That's what it removed. And you know what that means? It means that the governor, on her own, under a quote-unquote state of emergency, which, by the way, we still are, we are under a state of emergency right now, and we have been since Kate Brown declared one a long time ago at the beginning of 2020. This allows the governor by herself to simply choose to take your property, the use of it. Oh, just temporarily, right? But its language allows for more than just real property. You see, the language of the bill said, and I quote, any real or personal property, like your guns. You see, if the governor doesn't have to engage in a judicial process, and that's what eminent domain is, then she becomes a dictator. She does it on her own. Now, Wilde, being the leftist that he is, blames the need to do this on you evil landowners. It's misdirection, right? It's them accusing us of what they're doing. You see, he says, under this current law, there's a problem with disaster profiteering by landowners. Oh, you evil landowners, you evil people that worked hard, saved some money and bought some property and you've been paying taxes on it and you've been paying for it. You're evil. Why? Because you want to charge the state for coming in and using your property, like for a farmer's field, for a fire camp. You're evil. You're profiteering. And that under eminent domain, the taking of the land is permanent during a time of emergency. So this is bad. This process can cause delay for the state's use of the land in an emergency to combat a fire, respond to an earthquake, etc. But it's only, this was supposed to change it and make it temporary instead of permanent like it is today. The legislation, quote, removes the state's requirement to file a condemnation action during an emergency if the taking of the property is only temporary, quote. It doesn't remove anyone's constitutional right, just compensation to just compensation for property taken for public use, quote. Now, the problem is, again, there is no judicial review here under this bill. But it's the fact that he's blaming it. Oh, and you gotta love this. He says, as sometimes happens, it has been mischaracterized by interests that put private profiteering before the public good. The language of the left. Just like calling us terrorists, isn't it? Back in a moment with Rich, 720.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Marty Wilde's real goal in this bill is not the profiteering he says he sees in Oregon with owners of on the coast of property that wanted twice as much for their property just to pre-position emergency services equipment. In the McKenzie River fires. And he says the current requirements are a recipe for obstructionism by those who would profit from their neighbor's need. What a lie. What a lie out of the pit of hell. Do you have any idea how many neighbors? I have a friend, Scott Rotor, as you guys know, who occasionally calls this show, lives up the McKenzie. Everybody was happy to allow government agencies to stage on their property because it saved their property. The real goal with House Bill 2238 was the tyrannical expansion of a governor's power to simply take your property for a time without judicial review, and not just your real property, but your personal property, like your guns. That's the real goal. And the fact that we, the barbarians at the gate, woke up to it and raised holy hell about it, if that's a proper term, scared the living daylights out of them. They decided, well, we won't go forward with it, but we're going to make it seem like we're the champions of the little guy and those evil, mean, horrible, profiteering landowners that we're gonna hurt their neighbors because they don't care about them. I'm your champion. I'm looking out for you. What a lie. Term limits is a good way to deal with this guy. All right, to the phones, to Rich. Rich, good morning. Sorry, I had to sort of get that off my chest.
No, I agree. The guy who put 2238 together, I think he has to resign from one or the other. Because if he took an oath with the National Guard, isn't what he's doing a conflict of interest?
Yeah, kind of. Actually, didn't think about that, but that's true. I would agree.
I mean, he said he's going to uphold the Constitution. Here he's trying to violate one of the amendments of the Constitution by confiscating your property.
Yeah.
I think he needs to resign from something.
That's an excellent point.
Well, the next thing is, all these liberals are running around accusing us this, that. We already know that the communists do that because they're projectionists. They project on you what they're already doing or trying to do. The next thing is that Biden, a.k.a. Bite Me and Plugs, he's already looking at the idea that if he declares emergency with climate control, then he can stay everything under emergency indefinitely. And speaking of that, Kate Brown, I think, is going to keep us under emergency level in Marion County until the state legislature is done in July, because she doesn't want anybody in there.
Yeah, because it would be horrible for we the people, the citizens, to be able to go in and face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball, make our case to our legislators, yeah, rather than protected by the distance of Zoom.
Right, and then back to 2238. I'd like to get back into government if 2238 goes in, because I'd like to go to some of these people, the rich people that want this, or the people in power, and your key word here is arbitrary. Arbitrarily confiscate some of their brand new vehicles and bring back the just license plates. Say, sorry, it got destroyed.
Well, you make too much common sense as always, Rich. Thank you.
All right.
Rich's
bye.
Point of view. Dale writes an email, says the only vaccine to cure a sick republic that is slowly being destroyed by the tyrannical left and becoming a police state is found in the Constitution. It's called the Second Amendment. So how do we fix this? Well, Christopher Cantrill, I'm going to finish with this part at the end of his piece today about the tell, the ruling class, why they're afraid of us barbarians. And they're literally projecting it, as Rich said, by accusing us of being what they already are or what they're doing. He writes this. Obviously, the only way we will ever reform today's government, the backed up sewer of a century of educated ruling class vote buying, is through a massive smash up. And if you ask me, the Biden agenda brings that date forward. Now, I don't think he's talking about an economic collapse. I think he's talking about a revolution. That's what I think he's talking about. That's the massive smash-up. Now, what would that look like? How would that take place? Well, when we come back from the bottom of the hour break here, I'm going to share with you a little bit of what I was talking about. If you missed the first hour of the show, I talked about, I was in with some Christian believers who are interested in politics last night in making a difference. I was with them in their home in Albany talking about this very thing. Because you see, I've never seen that kind of thing before, where little groups of Christians are getting together praying and wanting to move beyond just prayer. They want to do something. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about this article in the so-called conservative Washington Examiner by a former CIA officer who outlines five ways to deal with us big, scary barbarians. 7:30, back in a moment. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Say a prayer for, well, apparently one FBI agent is dead and multiple agents shot while they were serving a child pornography warrant down in Florida. That's never a good thing. You know, there are still good people in the FBI, as much as I'm not trusting them really at almost any level. I hate to say that because of what they're doing here in Oregon. Literally, they showed up at Jo Rae Perkins' house because she had been back in Washington, D.C. on January the 6th. They've been contacting other people that I know of in the conservative Trump movement. Tyranny. But they have other great agents, and they do things like this. They go after the perverts that damage our kids and our grandkids. Unfortunately, one agent is dead, several shot. It's a sad thing. So, I said I would do this, and I'm going to do it in just a moment. Look, folks, you hear me talk about pro-bioscience because I use their pain stick and I use their CBD tincture underneath my tongue to help me sleep better at night. I can't tell you how much I think if you've ever thought about trying CBD to deal with some of your ailments of life, you really ought to think about buying products from ProBioscience. They're right here in Salem. They're a local company, and they use only Oregon-grown CBD, which is the highest quality that there is, period. Because we grow very high quality product, number one, and number two is we have the highest standards in the country. the toughest standards I know, because I used to grow CBD and I had to meet those standards. So you know what you're getting. You know you're getting the best material out there, and you know that because they're a local company, they can show you the analysis that you're actually getting all the stuff in the product you buy that you say you're getting. Why is that important? Because you know what? Bunch of these companies out there are being found with independent studies to not be putting the amount of CBD in their products that the label says they have in it. Now, that's fraudulent and it's wrong. And some of them have been shut down, by the way, because of it. You don't have to worry about that with ProBioscience. So if you buy anything online, for the next day or so, we're going to keep the discount code for online purchases from this show. It's the new year. Use the word new year if you want to buy something online. We'll keep that for a day or two, and then we'll have another one for February. You save 15% when you do that. Plus, then ask them about their loyalty rewards program for you repeat customers. So it's pro-bioscience.com. It's pro and then the dash mark, bioscience.com. Check out all their great products, including some products for your pets. pro-bioscience.com. Lee writes an email about just compensation, question mark. In a state of emergency, I would hope a landowner would allow use of their land to help the cause, but we know that this bill isn't about that. Just compensation, that's a laugh. It sounds good, but I'd like to see the equation to determine just. Does it include all the costs of not working the land for the intended purpose? With the past 3 to 5 year average gain, and does it include the lost wages paid to employees and other expenses to go along with it? Just is in just computation. Yeah, right, he writes. Just another attempt to take control of the freedom we have. So, there you go. All right. So we know that the swamp creatures, the deep state, heck, even conservative publications are afraid of us barbarians. So the CIA officer is saying that we are dangerous. He's a former CIA officer, and he wrote this piece in the Washington Examiner. 5 things that he said he would do. First, he would bring the heaviest felony charges possible on as many participants in the insurrection as the Justice Department can identify. Right there, this guy gives himself away. Is not only just a deep stater, but a leftist. Why on earth the Washington Examiner is allowing this kind of garbage is not beyond me. It's because they are deep state in disguise. Anyway, he continues. The heaviest felony charges possible on as many participants in the insurrection as the Justice Department can identify and believes it can confidently convict. We ruthlessly hunted down foreign terrorists after September 11, 2001 attacks, and we must do the same to their domestic equivalents. Further prosecution is possible under the federal felon in possession of a firearm statute. Well, not everybody that was involved in the insurrection had a gun. This guy thinks for political reasons we need to do this. The second thing he's advocating for is to, quote, make fire and police departments that receive federal grants have their members sign commitments not to engage in acts to overthrow the government. prosecute any who subsequently violate their oaths. Unquote. There's a little problem with that. You know what it is? The same thing that is written in the UCMJ. Those of you who are former military know exactly what I'm talking about. You see, in the UCMJ, if your commander, your officer, gives you a command to do something that violates the law, you have the right, in fact, you have the duty, to refuse the order. The same is here. If you are a police and a firefighter, you are not violating your oath to defend the Constitution if you choose not to do something like a sheriff who says, I will not enforce the Brady Law, like Richard Mack did, and Prince, in the Prince versus United States, where the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in their favor in 1997, that said, no, you don't have to. A sheriff who's elected is the highest law enforcement authority in the United States, in his county, and he can refuse an unconstitutional order if he deems it such. That is what this man is advocating for is actually wrong in his eyes. A constitutionally affirmed, literally, by the U.S. Supreme Court, this man would overturn. The next thing he wants to see is for government to set honeypot traps to go after people who vent online about politics. Quote, do not worry about Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. Rather than ban extremist chatter through government censorship or private deplatforming, use radical chat rooms as honeypots, as an FBI-led joint terrorism task force have done with violent, radicalized Islamists since 2001. There's a problem with that. It's, again, constitutional. You get the theme here with this guy? He's a typical leftist, tyrannical mindset. Fourth, this deep state lunatic wants the government to ban militias. Use the supremacy of federal law to ban, quote, militias beyond the National Guard. There's simply no longer any room for armed forces not answerable to the law, he writes. Gee, I wonder how that would have worked out in 1775 and 1776. Our Constitution guarantees us a militia, by the way, and not just the National Guard. And yes, we have to answer to the law, but we always have the right to defend ourselves against tyranny, but not according to this guy. And his final step, he writes that, quote, we must add domestic terrorism as a predicate to the material support for the terrorism statute, including its civil liability provisions. This will provide new means of successful prosecutions and gradually increase deterrence against domestic terrorists. So in other words, you add the definition of domestic terrorism, however that's defined, as a reason to take away your, or to increase civil liability on your part through lawsuits, to intimidate. Back to 7:14.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Look, so I've laid out the problem, and we've got one great suggestion earlier in the first hour from Freddie about how to fix it. And Christy writes me an email, and she agrees with him. Term limits. I agree and always have. I'm on board for that. Thank you, Christy. Then Don Wyatt, one of the owners of this radio station, sent me a great Washington, or rather a New York Post article from just the 31st, from Sunday. 10 ways to fight back against woke culture. This is good stuff. And by the way, it's written by Barry Weiss, who was the editor at the New York Times that got fired because she wasn't writing politically correct enough stuff. And others inside the Times, well, they felt uncomfortable with what she was writing. I'll get to that in a moment here, but I teased you with this, and this is what I shared with the group last night when I was in Albany in a private home. People of faith, Christians, wanting to do more than just pray for the country. Now, prayer has to be the basis and the start of everything. But they want to do more. So here's what I gave them as opportunities that I feel are relevant for today. And number one, there's at least 50 million of us in this country that believe this election was stolen. We have to restore faith in the elections process. So right now, we are continuing to put together this team of people here in the state that are willing to go out and find the fraud that's going on out there. Now, you can go to votefraud.info. That is kind of our basic website on all of this. We are on Facebook there also. I thought we had a tab that you could click on, and I'm not seeing it here. So that you could join the process. I will make that change as I am kind of part of this. We need to do what they're doing in Arizona. Representative Mike Nierman has the latest voter data. And we need to go on out and see, he's parsing that in a way that kind of gives us direction. So that we as citizens can do that, what they're doing in Arizona. And that's go out and find the phantom voters. Find the dead voters. Find the people that are registered to vote in places that don't exist. That's fraud. That's fake. We need to prove it. And then we need to, that was the first thing, and they are willing to participate in that. And I know many of you are because we did it in our first little trial out in Polk County. The second thing we need to do is we need to further investigate the election manipulation possibilities through, unbeknownst to county clerks, their machines, their vote tabulation machines in this state, and frankly other places, but in this state, being connected without the county clerk's knowledge to the internet with wireless internal modems, just like they are and has been proven in other states. In fact, we know because the manuals say that these machines that are in place in various places in Oregon, in fact, have wireless modems in them. Are they operating? Are they transmitting data? Where's that data going? We have to get involved with this. We have to prove election security. The second thing I told them is you have to do is you have got to continue to meet together in little groups and get training about how to fight City Hall at the local level and win. How to run a a campaign for a candidate or, say, a local initiative on a shoestring. All of that training is out there. And if little groups are willing to come together, there are people who will come and train them. That's how you win city council races. That's how you win school board races and others. Now, this article in the New York Post has 10 things you can do to fight back against the woke culture. Number one, remind yourself right now of following the truth. You are following the truth. You are free. Don't let any of these people trying to intimidate you, like this CIA officer, like all of the actions by the swamp creature Mitch McConnell in coming after someone who's standing up for the truth. Don't be intimidated by it or by anything that Marty Wilde might put forward, leftist legislator that he is here in Oregon. Don't be intimidated by any of it. Number two, be honest. Hard to believe, but yes, there's pressure not to be honest. Number three, stick to your principles. You know what's right. Stick to those principles. Number four, set an example for your kids and your community. That means being courageous. That ain't easy. Standing out in front with a sign. Speaking your mind. Be courageous. Number five, if you don't like it, leave it. College, job, anything, including social media. You don't like it, leave it. Vote with your face, your money, your effort. Don't do business or spend time and money doing things that are wrong, according to your own personal viewpoints. Number six, become more self-reliant. That's a good thing. Number seven, worship God more than Yale. That's that famous book that was written by William, anyway, he was the founder of the National Review of God and Man at Yale. Worship God more than Yale. Make like-minded friends. Yup. Stand up for them. Number nine, trust your own eyes and your ears. Think things through critically. Be careful what you read and what you see, but some of it, as you know, is truth. Be confident in that. Trust it. Number 10, use your own capital to build original, interesting, and generative things right now, this minute. So in other words, be creative at finding ways and thinking about ways to do what? Persuade the persuadable, folks. And I hope that as you continue to listen to this show and as you continue to call in and suggest to me ideas about how to do these things, we will sharpen each other as iron sharpens iron, the Bible says. Even more importantly, we will work together and we will keep this country moving in the right direction and stop where it's headed now. 7:59, Stacey ends up next with Good Morning Salem. See you tomorrow, friends.